Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, 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 go by. Gloria, Gloria, go by. Gloria, Gloria, go by. Gloria, Gloria. In our mouth, what we're talking about, taking you on home, cause you're up in our zone. We'll be sitting music on the telephone, and you know we're not wrong. We won't change our tone, we're gonna tell it, tell it.
Great big God. great, great God. I tell y'all, look here, look here, look here. That's Kirk Carr in the house. Great God, great praise. I'm just so grateful and thankful for what he is doing in this land. I'm glad y'all back on the air with us. Fire, gospel fire is the title of this broadcast, and we're going to put it on ya. So anyway, Mr. D, how you doing?
What's going on? Doing all right.
Kicking. Dr. Dukes? Sister Vagis Peppercorn in the house.
I'm here. I'm here.
How's everybody doing today? Look here. My voice is a little cranky because, you know, I partied to the freaking dawn last night. It's a good party. It was a good party. I don't want y'all to get the wrong idea.
Okay.
So since your voice messed up, that means you ain't going to say nothing today, right?
I was gold last week, so I got a lot to say this week. So don't push it. Pray. We need to pray right now before we get crunk.
Oh, she got new words, crunk.
Well, you know, there's a... Hold on, Glo. Before we go, let me deal with her right quick. Look, there's a scripture in the Bible where it says not to muzzle the ox. Doggone, where the muzzle? Because we need to shut this one up.
I'm going to get you a muzzle because sound like you're down in a hole somewhere with an echo going on. What, you got a fixed on your microphone or something? Oh, baby. But I got something for you, because if you ain't singing a song, you might need to turn the effects off, bruh. Okay. Well, love is in the house again. Well, I just want to say thank you all for being on the broadcast. We are here for the, you know, this year made us going into our 8th year. Did I hear a clap?
Say what?
8.
Oh, yeah.
Sookie now. See, I know that's why I say God always show up and show out. I'm going to play that song today because I like that song. Show up, show out. Yeah, y'all didn't play that song. That's my song. Okay. But before we do get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, for blessing us so another week, Lord God. Father, we thank you for all our listeners that's listening in, that's dedicated to listening to Glorious Gospel Vibes. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for our hosts. We thank you for all of our hosts, including Minister D and Sister Vantage Peppercorn. And we're praying very heavily for our United States of this America. So, God, we ask you to please bless America. And it's always was a good land. It always was great. So we're not worried about making it great again because it is a great country. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mr. D, honey, you making a lot of noise. It sounds like you're crunching paper. I told you. You sound like you do sound like you got some effects on your mic, though. See, I tried that, y'all. But they taught him that in seminary to be noisy. And that's why we got to break it down. Take the noise. But take, you know, curse that spirit.
Dr. Dukes?
Yes.
Is Dr. Dukes in there? Why are you quiet?
Yes.
What's going on?
I am here.
Everybody's quiet today.
I'm not quiet. I'm just listening. I'm just taking it all in today.
See, I'm quiet because I don't want to say the wrong thing on the air. Because, you know, yeah, this one over here, she really poking at me. That's all I'm saying.
I've been gone. I need some satisfaction. I need some release. Show up and show out in the house before we have gospel news right here on Glorious Gospel Vibe. Bring it, bring it. The
God will. Yeah.
Hey, hey. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Like we said before, everybody, good evening. Hope everybody's enjoying their evening. Before I get into the news, I must say, if you all don't know by now, we lost another pioneer. Another pioneer.
Yeah.
Miss Cicely Tyson, purposeful and pioneering actor. She made her transition. She went home at the age of 96.
96.
Just briefly gained Oscar nomination for her role as the sharecropper's wife in Sound of Warner, Tony Award in 2013 at the age of 88, and touched TV viewers' hearts in the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman this past Thursday. Her death was announced by her manager, who didn't provide any details, which at this point it doesn't matter. She's going on.
She gone.
I just want to give. Yes, sir. The one-time model, she began her screen career with bit parts, but gained fame in the early 1970s when black women were finally starting to get starring roles. She refused to take parts simply for the paycheck, remaining choosy. She says, "I'm very selective, as I've been my whole career, about what I do. Unfortunately, I'm not the kind of person who works for money, only for money. It has to have some real substance for me to do it." I can admire that a whole lot when people are selling themselves for beans. Anyway, okay, news for today. I like to title this article "Super Stupid with a Cape On."
Oh,
teen arrested. Well, I was getting ready to try and with you in this. I was going to tear the tape in half and strangle you with the other half of it. Anyway.
Yeah. I love
teen
you.
Arrested. Teen arrested after stealing $1 million from Kroger's, police say. A Georgia teen is accused of stealing nearly $1 million from a grocery store, investigators said. Trey Brown, 19 years old, an employee at the store, stole $980,000 during a two-week period through a scheme where he made returns on non-existent purchases. He made more than 40 returns that ranged in prices from $75,000 to $87,000. He put the returns on credit cards. He browned in. Hold on, it gets better. It gets more stupid. He used the money to buy clothes, guns, and two cars. He totaled one of the vehicles before he was arrested. The fraudulent transactions were noticed by a corporate employee who contacted the police. He was arrested and charged with theft by taking. He was released from jail on $11,000 bond. Substantial amount of the money was recovered during his arrest, but unclear how much. So my question is this: There's a great deal of maturity and super stupidity involved. You didn't think for 1 second them folks weren't going to notice all that money being up out of there in 2 weeks' time.
Mm-hmm.
So you done stole stuff. Now, I can see, and all of it's wrong, but I mean, I'm saying, if you're just going to do that, you done stole stuff from $75 all the way up to $87,000. You didn't think nobody was going to recognize that.
Well,
These corporations, these million-dollar corporations hire people just to detect stuff like this.
That's right.
Right.
Why?
Because they already, that's what they do.
They know. They know everybody that they hire ain't honest. All somebody looking for is an opportunity.
Yep.
But yeah.
I'm glad they caught me.
They're so, not going to prosecute you for taking, for stealing chewing gum, baby.
So my question is, I want to watch this case closer just to see how much time he going to get. Not might get, but how much time he going to get.
He got that,
he
right.
He going to get.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell y'all something. It's just good. These young kids don't care. They don't care. Now, you see, basically, he kept most of the money in the car because he definitely thought he wasn't going to get caught. So long
well,
as he
gonna care
a little bit out of the car every now and then.
Look, he going to care now when that judge, when he's standing in front of that judge. Mm.
Uh-huh. Well, for crime do for you. You get away with it. You do a little bit, and then that spirit emboldens you. Well, go and get some more. Go and get some more. Go and get some more. And it just leads you in, and then he put the hook in you. Now,
that's what he do.
You thought you could steal $1 million, and you think you folks wasn't gonna trace this back to you. Look, you steal $1 million and then get gone. You riding down the street in the car you done bought.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the thing about it. They have no heart. They don't care. They'll steal your car in front of your yard and drive past your house the next day, leaning to the side like they just bought them a brand new car. What kind of entity can right?
Make,
what kind of
yep,
entity yep. that will, can fill up a piece of clay that's so cold? Satan. He does a good job of it.
Or at least
all
I can say
is,
you take the money, right? And then you have somebody, you pretend like somebody made you do it. You see, they don't even think that. I'm not saying that I do anything about a criminal mindset. However, I have
when
some experience.
Saved.
At least
when always
some saved. Story. Some story. You're going to take this money and say, now, I know they're watching, so let me set up me a scenario where it's like somebody made me take this money. You know, just use some sense, but just like you say, Globy, just going to take the money, just go out and floor it like ain't nobody coming.
Right.
Oh, man,
right.
That's dumb. That's dumb.
My thought is this. Parents, raise your children. Raise your children.
Yeah, like you
that's
don't.
Right.
I mean, because if you raise
well,
your children, you raise them right, they're less likely to go out. And I said less likely to go out and do something this stupid.
Uh-huh.
But right now, I give him the
okay.
SS cape of the week. Super stupid cape. Put it on your back and wear it proudly.
That's
right. And it ain't
that's
super
right.
sport either. It's not Superman.
Yeah.
It's SS.
That's right.
That's funny.
And it's some more to that too. She does show a level of some type of sophistication to be able to steal this money through the system, you know, the computer system. So instead of taking his behind up and doing something positive, his dummy, he's gonna go and do this thing. He gonna skate. Yeah.
Well, see, let me tell y'all something.
Don't
blame the parents for. I can't. Some things I just can't blame our parents for, because you can raise a child a certain way. They go right out and do. They go right out and they get on the internet and pull up Wall Street and learn all their tricks.
That's why I said. That's why I said less likely.
So
now, yes,
you know,
yes,
y'all
should
have been teaching the kids all this stuff through television and through. Y'all dirty works. Y'all just don't get caught. He got caught.
Amen. Well, you know, Bishop, you're right. He did have to have some level of sophistication, but the stupidity was thinking. Just
that's
like
right.
He noticed it, he didn't think them folk were gonna notice it.
Right. If it would have been
okay.
Me, I would have took that money and I would have turned myself in. I would say, listen, they made me do it. I couldn't help myself. See, they took me and I would hid the money. They did it. They told me to go kill my mom. They told me to kill my mom, my whole family. They made me do it. Where's the money? I don't know. I gave it away.
That sounds like New Jack City.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, let me ask y'all something. We have a subject here tonight today to talk about, and not just on this subject, please. Thank you very much. Now, this basically is aimed at Dr. Dukes. Since we're talking about children and being raised properly and them committing crimes and all this kind of stuff, what happens when you train up a child to believe in the Almighty God, the Father,
mm-hmm.
Son, and Holy Ghost? And they get grown, they have their own kids, and all of a sudden, boom, they come out with some kind of new religion that they done learned from down the street somewhere. And all of a sudden, everything you taught them is wrong. I want to know what, wait a minute. No, I want to know the symbol of the eye. It's an eye. And it looked like it got some little curls coming, like long eyelashes coming off of it. You know what I'm talking about? That symbol of the eye.
I am Horus.
What is it?
Thanks to Eye of Horus.
That religion, is that some kind of cult? Which someone told me it was, but I'm trying to get an understanding.
Ancient, it's an Egyptian symbol of protection. Power,
right?
Right.
That's
about all I can tell you about it.
Ancient Egyptian symbol of protection, royal power, and good health. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know somebody that took this on, and their parents are furious that this person has done this. They his neck is, and they was asking me, well, they really wasn't asking, I just got involved in the conversation, you know, I stuck my big mouth in there. They said people keep coming and putting their hand on his chest and saying, that's evil, that's wicked, that's an idol, that's wrong. And he was trying to explain to me why he is not wrong. And that, and who he worship. Now he just worship God. He don't worship Jesus. I said, well, that's where your mistake is, right there. I'm telling y'all, I preached. I think the Holy Ghost just took over, and I heard that in my ears. The Holy Ghost just say, oh, excuse me, can I get in here and took over. But he said that because God made everything, and He made the sun, I talk to the sun, and because that's God. I said that you worshiping the wrong thing. The sun is not God.
I said he didn't say worship.
It's
he didn't say worship
of God.
That's right.
He wanted to say worship, but that's what he's saying. That's what he was saying. That he would worship the sun because the sun is God, and because God made the sun. Jesus! I wish I could have taped that whole conversation because I think I blacked out. And when I blacked out, I went from Genesis to Revelation in about 30 minutes.
Well, my one statement about that, and Bishop, you can have it from there. What does it say in the Bible that at the name of Jesus,
every
knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he... Look, he, happy neighbor say he,
mm-hmm.
is Lord. So, Bishop, take it away.
No, I want Bishop to comment on that when we come back from this song. When we come back from this song, we gonna face this because, I asked them to get on the broadcast today. So we need to be good. We need to really let him know what the dealio is in regards to. And I commented and did all what I did, we all having a good time. I was out of state this weekend, and the guy took the shirt off in the yard, and he had the whole tattoo of the eye on his back. Thank you. Okay, we'll be right back because I got so much faith in God. God gonna move. He gonna move. My faith
looks up to thee, Teresa Morton.
My faith looks up to thee.
Beautiful song. Beautiful. Teresa Morton in the house. Okay. We're going to get back to Fire Gospel. Fire. Because this from Fire needs to vanquish out some stuff here today.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Dr. Deuce, we were talking about the hour of, we said Horus, which is similar from what I'm seeing to the hour of Rock. Same,
right.
But I think a different God. Okay. So, can you give me just a little light on that? Because I want to get a good understanding when I hit the ceiling
okay.
the next time.
All right, well, when we talk about the ancient Egyptian gods, we got to remember a lot of these young people and some old folk, they drifted to that because there are all kind of teachings out there that what happened in Israel came out of Egypt because Moses was in Egypt for so long. But the children of Israel was in Egypt for so long, and that's how they learned what they did when they left Egypt and copied the Egyptian gods, okay? Now, the Pharaoh Akhenaten introduced the one god concept, and Egypt looked at Akhenaten as a heretic. He said, just one god, let's get rid of the pantheon of gods that we have. Now, when we look at some of the similarities of the Hulk god Horus and the Book of the Dead and Mother Child between the gods, this will be something real good for us, so we can do a whole show on this, so we can break it down and show people the error in it, because when we start talking about history and God, we have to bring the spirit world into this, the demonic world. Because, now, some people don't believe in that, but I ain't got nothing to do with that. We're going to tell it like the IS is. We don't know how much information came out of the demonic world that they knew about the plan of God. So we see these patterns, okay? These patterns. And they gravitate to that kind of thing because they want to see themselves outside of niggerization. And that's the whole thing about Eurocentric society, taking black people out of the Bible, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus that looks like Peter O'Toole, and all these other negative connotations about black people and Adam and Eve being white people. So they gravitate to that. And it's been going on for the last about 55 years. That I look at, okay? Mm-hmm. So when we start talking about the sun god Akhenaten, that came out of the one god one sun god Ra, Akhenaten. You know, he came up with that. So and they relate to it. And I understand. I might get me a T-shirt with an Egyptian eye on it, just so I can just make people ask questions. And a lot of folk, they get caught up in that, okay? And it's and people can get caught up in anything. And you can teach your child all you want. I don't care who you are. They're going to make their own decisions. But one thing is about the truth, as I kind of lead toward part of that question you asked, is once you've given them the truth, you're done with that. I know this may be kind of difficult for some of you parents listening. You let the Holy Spirit do his job. Our job is not to convince. Even not to convince your own children. Because when you're trying to convince people, what happens is this. That's religion. Religion want to convince folk. But when Jesus show up, when he started dealing with the heart and mind, that's the end of all subject. And until that happens, until he moves and he has his timing in that, all you're going to do is be beating your gums, but just make sure you're giving them the right information till he moves.
I'm telling you, that's what I did. That's what I did, and it wasn't my child. I mean, it wasn't my child per se. I told the parent I want you to go into prayer and you continue to pray for your child.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because he gonna believe what he wanna believe. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And well, what you really just kind of shook me when he said that God was the Son and he was worshiping the Son and that Son mess. But what I understand about that eye thing, you know, I was just trying to. I knew I had seen that thing before, and not that it was Egyptian, but it was something on television about Pharaoh, and it was Pharaoh's eye, and I remember it was Pharaoh's eye that he had made that symbol because he felt that it was going to help him in the afterlife, some kind of afterlife thing. And I thought that, I said, I remember that. I remember it was something they were talking about the pharaohs.
Yeah, it is so much into that. It is so much into that. But here's the crux of this thing is this. We black Christians, right? We have a problem about teaching our history and making our presence known in the Bible. And y'all forgive me. Y'all know I'm not a black supremacist. I'm not a black nationalist. But we got a problem upsetting white folk by these lies about what these people look like. The ancient Egyptians were black people. There are six different shades of black people, okay? Like these quite crazy folks talking about where the ancient Egyptians came from Turkey. Well, if the ancient Egyptians came from Turkey, why they didn't build no great monuments in Turkey? Okay? Mm-hmm. You got monuments in Africa, in the Sudan, that are older than Egypt. But we don't do ourselves, we don't teach our children their history. I just was teaching a class. We was talking about Black History with Black History Month, which I really don't. I've got great discontentment for Black History Month. Okay, Black History ought to be 327. I was getting ready to teach the thing about Adam and Eve and why they are black people. And if I had found out Adam and Eve were Koreans, I would teach that. Because I understand the human race. But as soon as I did that, they got all upset. Well, why you got to make them black? See, that's more of that Eurocentric colonial.
Why you got to make them black?
Yeah. Because they are black. God told us he made all the nation of the earth from one blood. Well, let's find out what blood, what one ethnos, what one blood, one DNA source did it come from? But when we find that they were black people, everybody wanted to act like, oh, that can't be right. There's something wrong with that. That's a part of colonialism and niggerization. And black folk don't want to teach that to their children, even in church.
Right.
Well, it's going to be what it's going to be. But as long as I tell you what everybody got a different opinion. Everybody see things in a different light. God reveals himself differently to people, and they get different understanding. That's why God said, do not lean to your own understanding. That's why all your ways.
Acknowledge
God, and he will,
direct your
path. And the first thing that hollered is, that don't make sense to me.
Right, but see, because, listen, when our children, like one of my children told me one time, well, Dad, you know the Bible, the Bible is not always right. I said, well, wait a minute, I'll tell you what, I think I'm a little bit older than you are. I said, you've watched me all your life. I told my children about 95% of the dirt I did. The other 5%, that's between me and God. But you watched me be sick, almost dying, and all of a sudden you think that you have more insight than I do. You watch God do miracles through me, to me, and in me, and going out feeding folk and ministering to folk. So all of a sudden you're listening to these other folk, and they're smarter. They know more than what you've seen with your own eyes. That's why it's important to forgive your children the truth.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He got the truth. They got the truth. But I'm just saying they feel that since they got into this religion, because he say the reason why he got into it because he don't like religion. He don't like religious people. He don't like church people. He say he don't like church people because he all they talk about is tithing, getting money, da 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 da. You know, the same old whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's why he went to this. So I've got more of an understanding of where he was coming from and what he was talking about.
It's just an issue. But I want to say this on that subject. Now, here's something else that we don't operate in that we have a problem with, and I'm moving past it. And the Lord helped me understand this about us. We forget that we need to pray for folks. We need to pray for folk when we meet them. Like one guy didn't want me to pray for him. I said, dude, I don't know what you're going to put on me. I said, I ain't going to put nothing on you, but we have to remember this, and this needs to be ingrained a little bit more into our heads, that we as born-again believers do not just believe in God. We're supposed to know him.
Yeah.
And sometimes we act like we don't know him because when these people come under these thought patterns, and the enemy has gotten to them. We need to pray for them right in their face. And sometimes we ain't taught this even in church.
Well, you gotta let the Holy Spirit lead and direct you to do that. The reason why I'm saying
let me finish. Okay.
Nah.
Okay, I got you. Go ahead and finish.
Nah.
Hello?
Reason why I say be led, because that has happened to me before, once before, a while back, and I got told off. Everybody don't want you praying for them. I don't want, because if they really deep into what they really believe in, they don't want you even touching them. They don't want you praying for them. They don't want none of that. You can go in your closet and pray for somebody. You don't have to touch them. You ain't got to stand there in front of their face
That's
and go to
right.
praying. No. The devil
That's
is a liar
right.
because you don't do that, because they will bust
you
in your face.
No, you don't do it
face.
Like that. No, you don't do it like that. But let me show you how I teach my class to do it.
Kelly, that's what I say.
Let me tell you how you get it. When they do it, I say, okay, hold up. This is why I don't want you to pray. I said, well, I don't have to touch you. I don't say nothing. Just say, Father, in Jesus' name, open their eyes. Just
well, that's
like
what
that.
I said. This
right.
is what
just
I said.
Just like that. Because there's
that's
power.
Exactly. Ooh, you took the
right.
word.
Right.
The word.
Right. See, there's, let me tell y'all something.
But
now,
let me tell you what
that.
I said. I didn't say that. I'm going to tell you what I said, though.
Yeah.
This is what I said. I said, you read your Bible. He said, yeah, I read the Bible. I said, well, this dude, this one favor for me. This is all I said. I didn't say it like you said. I just said, this dude's one favor for me. I said, when you read your Bible, before you read it, you ask God to give you full understanding of what you read. Ask him to give you understanding. And that's all I want you to do. Can you do that for me? Just pray and ask him, okay, since you believe, you don't believe in Jesus, you and all this, you just want to do God. Okay, just ask God to give you the full understanding of what you read. And he said, I guess I can do that. I hope he does, because he's going to put it on him. That's what I said, because you some people just can't go pray or no, you can't do it. They don't want you doing that.
It's a way to do everything, anything you do.
It's a way to do it. You're right, Dr. Dukes. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you for that, because we gotta make some changes. You know, these people going astray, and I think the enemy is buck wild, mainly because a lot of the churches are closed down. Ain't nobody voluntarily just going and start reading their word, and just voluntarily just going, you know, when they went to church, it kind of got, you know, kind of got pumped up again. Right now, ain't all this mess going on. They ain't nobody don't want to go to the church. They ain't doing nothing. They ain't going to church. They just, the devil running rampant, and they sucking it in.
I had a question for y'all. I was looking this up while y'all were speaking, and people, and I get this all the time. Where, you know, I read my Bible. You know, I read my Bible, blah 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 blah, and it don't make sense to me. And then Romans 10:14 came to me. I didn't know that was the scripture, but that's what it was, where it says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?" And this is this last line where, look, as what the old preacher said, I take my text from this line. And how shall they hear without a preacher? They want to read it, but they don't want nobody to teach them. Because, see, now,
they
if they really effectively learn, because if they effectively
right.
learn these things, then you are accountable for your foolishness. And that's my bottom line. Nobody wants to be accountable for their
spirit.
That's right.
They're stubborn in their
that's
spirit.
Right.
Because what they think they know is almost their bottom line. They think they know, and
see,
they just want to stay on that level.
See,
but, you know, I don't
see, Glover, it ain't the point I'm making is, Glover, they don't. It ain't that they think they know. They don't want to know, because they know if they know, then they're accountable for it.
Some of them, they really don't, because they done made up in their mind.
This is what I want to do.
There's another Bible verse for that. Let me give it to you. So, now this is a hard one right here. The Bible says, when you done spoke to them, wipe the what off your feet? The dust off your feet.
Right.
And the other
other
one says this, do not cast your pearls before
swine.
Before swine.
Mm.
Before swine. You see, because you got when you got, now you got to be led in that, because I've met some swine. I've met some swine. I was trying to be nice to them. I had to remind them, and this is go for all of us who've been born against, for all of us. Don't you ever, ever, ever think you've spoken in vain. Because when the Lord revealed this to me, that when we talk to folks, when they see him, he's going to remind them of what we told them.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't care what your Pentecostal, Church of God, Christ, Apple, Bapple, Bapple, Boo, if you've been born again and you're talking to people in that foolishness, he's going to remind them that they talk to you. That's how important it is.
Help us, Jesus, to be right when we speak your word in the name of Jesus. Okay, check this out. For all of you all that's listening to this broadcast, by the sound of my voice, and you want to be saved, and you want to know who Jesus is, you really want to know who he is, and you want to get some understanding from your word. But like I was saying, how can, if you don't, you want to believe in the Father, but you don't want nothing to do with the Son. And the Bible clearly tells us that you cannot even get to the Father unless you go through the Son. What do you do? You're going to have to be born again. You have to have the Holy Ghost so he can give you the understanding that you need. He said, the God said he don't need no. He said, I got the Holy Ghost. I said, how did you get it if you don't believe in Jesus? And see, that what took me to down a whole nother road. I put it on him. I said, well, how did you get it? Because it was through Jesus that the Holy Ghost was brought to his disciples. You don't even believe in it.
That's right. He that have not the Son, have not the Father.
He was standing looking crazy then. How do you have the Holy Ghost? Where did you get it? From the Son? You got it from the shining Son, not the Son of God, but the Son. You got the Holy Ghost, really. So you got to get some understanding. You can read the Bible and lean to your own understanding and have the whole, you went down the wrong path, whole different layout of who you think God and the Son is. But the Holy Ghost is going to give you the facts and how it really is, because he is the God. So Minister D, can you direct them to the salvation prayer? Is it possible?
I think I can.
I told you. I like what y'all did last week. You know, me and Sister Peppercorn was absent. They showed out. I appreciate them very, very, very much. Dr. Dukes, Dr.
It's simple as this. With a sincere heart, you just say, Lord, I do believe that you are the Son of God, and I do believe that you died for my sins. Cleanse me and make me new. Come into my heart right now. I am making myself available to you. And right now, you are saved.
You are saved. Congratulations. Yes, you just stepped into a new life.
You have just those few lines have just given you new life.
Ooh, God, just, that's so good. You are a new creature. I thank God for making me a new creature. I see joy every day. It don't only come in the morning. It's here afternoon and night. All
things are passed away. What is that? All things are passed away.
All things pass away. All things are come new.
All things are new.
So, congratulations. Y'all, we had a grand broadcast today, and I thank my host for being on the air with me. And we're going to come back to the same spot, same place, same time next week, right cheer. You know, not cheer. Here. We say cheer. Right cheer next week.
Right cheer.
Right cheer. Right
cheer.
Right cheer. Right cheer.
Right there, right here.
And we're gonna be doing some new things. I tell y'all, we're trying to get some things turned around. We're gonna be hopefully doing a new radio broadcast, and we're gonna be more awesome than we are now, baby. Y'all ain't seen nothing. yet. Yes, uh-huh. So holla at a sister. We love you. Sister Pepper gonna say goodbye. She over here nodding. Will y'all believe she over here nodding? Stay out of my business. I ain't nodding. I'm listening.
Oh,
love y'all.
We are in the morning. The sun will shine at the dawn.
Change our tone, we're gonna tell it.